Here's another Bosco break. Ancient tableware, lead anchors, and a giant bronze spear have been recovered during an expedition to the 2,000-year-old Antikythera shipwreck in Greece. The treasure-filled sunken ship was first discovered more than a century ago. Now, undersea excavators who are revisiting the wreck say it actually covers a much bigger area than expected. The evidence shows this is the largest ancient shipwreck ever discovered, Brendan Foley, a marine archaeologist from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts, said in a statement. It's the Titanic of the ancient world. Over the past few weeks, Foley and his colleagues used a suit of high-tech equipment, including a semi-robotic exosuit, to explore the famed Antikythera wreck. The ship sank sometime between 70 BC and 60 BC on its way from Asia Minor to Rome. Sponge fishermen found the wreck in 1900 off the coast of Antikythera, a small Greek island positioned along an ancient shipping route. Those divers salvaged statues of heroes and horses, jewelry, furniture, glassware, and the Antikythera mechanism, a complex astronomical calculator. But exploring the site 180 feet below the surface proved dangerous. One diver died of the bends and two were left paralyzed. Jacques Costel found more tantalizing objects when he revisited the Antikythera wreck decades later. To find out what else might be buried beneath the seafloor, Foley and the Greek Ministry of Culture conducted underwater excavations from September 15th to October 7th. WHOI said high-resolution 3D maps suggest that the wreckage might span 980 feet of the seafloor, and the ship was perhaps up to 164 feet long. Divers recovered multiple lead anchors and a bronze ridging ring with bits of wood still attached. An intact table jug, a piece of an ornate bed leg, and a 6.5-foot-long bronze spear were buried in the sediment. The spear may be part of a statue of a warrior or the goddess Athena, or perhaps part of a larger warrior or chariot sculpture, Foley said. The team plans to return next year for further excavations. As for other fascinating discoveries, a Bronze Age woman buried in Spain wore a symbol of her wealth and power on her head, an elegant silver crown. The silver circlet was one of several dozen precious items found in the woman's tomb, which she shared with a male adult. The tomb sits in the La Almoloya Plateau, located in southern eastern Spain. Between about 2200 BC and 1550 BC, the site was a bustling political center with multiple residential complexes and tombs. The tomb stands out because the man and woman inside are curled into flexed positions and surrounded by precious and semi-precious objects. In addition to the woman's tiara, the tomb contains silver rings, earrings, and bracelets, as well as a bronze dagger nailed to its handle with silver fastenings. A delicate ceramic cup was gilded with silver on the rim and exterior, representing some of the earliest silver work seen on such a vessel. Sounds like it's time to go treasure hunting. That's all for your Bosco break. Back to the show.